So in the Bhagavatam, it is said that Parikshit Maharaj was ready to kill the person, Kali personified, who was attacking a cow. So should we also do something like that?
So
in general, there are different situations and they call for different kinds of action. If you see, when Krishna came, the Lord came as Krishna, he came as a Kshatriya. And his devotees also came as Kshatriyas. And they fought the cause of Dharma. No, and they established rule. But that same Lord, when he came in Kali Yuga, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came as a Brahmana. And most of the devotees are also Brahmanas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not fight a martial war. He actually shared the process of bhakti. And that's how he recommended the elevation. That's how he helped people to get elevated. So according to so that means even the Lord demonstrates, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes as a Brahmana, he doesn't take up weapons and start fighting. So the Lord also demonstrates that according to one's position, one should do one's part in establishing Dharma. So as a Kshatriya, when he comes, he does Kshatriya activity. When he comes as a Brahmana, he does Brahmana activity. That is sharing spiritual knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada said that he establishes ISKCON primarily for establishing a Brahminical culture. So our purpose should be on promoting education. See, there are only two verses that are repeated in the Bhagavad Gita. One is Man Mana Bhav Mad Bhakto, and the other is Shreyansva Dharma Viguna Paradharmansu Nishritat. Because it says, act according to your dharma. So, you know, we are primarily a Brahminical society. So we are meant to share spiritual knowledge with others. And we focus on that. And by that, the reform change of consciousness will be gradual, but it will happen. And that is a sustainable way we can do it in our situation. Thank you very much. Prabhupada.